All right, good morning. I was last Sunday. It was good. Chimeze brought the word. And he tried to convince me not to not to give him that assignment, but well, I heard he did it very well, right? Praise God. This morning, I want us to read Galatians 5 and verse 1. Galatians 5 and verse 1. We've been speaking over the weeks, strengthening our identity in Christ Jesus. We've said that our identity rests on the fact that we are children of God. We don't take our identity from any other thing than the fact that we are children of God. We don't take our identity from our jobs, from our skills, from our abilities, from our successes, or even our failures. Our identity comes from the fact that we are children of God. All right? But it is important that we know that the enemy, our enemy, the devil, will always come to challenge that identity. The enemy will bring temptations and trials and troubles to challenge our identity. All right? But the Bible tells us in Galatians 5 and verse 1, stand fast. I'm going to read from the King James Version, but it's okay if you've displayed any other. King James Version says, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage. Stand fast. Can you tell the person sitting next to you, stand fast? All right? You know, another scripture says, I believe it was in Ephesians, he said, I haven't done everything. Stand. In other words, storms will come. You know, the Bible talks about the house that was built on the rock, right? That the storm came. Help me, somebody. The wind came, right? You know, the floods came. But the house stayed standing because it was built upon the rock, right? Now, Jesus was trying to tell us that despite our faith, storms will come. Despite our faith, the winds will come. Despite our faith, the floods will come. You know, floods come to overwhelm you. The wind comes to move you, all right? But because you are standing upon the rock, and that is a good foundation, you will not be moved. But the Bible says we are to stand. It's our responsibility to stand. God has done everything he needs to do for us. Jesus has come to the world and he has died for us, but we have to stand our ground. All right? You know, because he has made you his son, does not mean the devil will try to convince you or will not try to convince you otherwise. All right? Because he has made you his righteousness, does not mean the devil will not come to tempt you with sin. All right? Because he has made you beloved, does not mean the enemy will not come with lies that you are not accepted in God. Praise the name of the Lord, somebody. But we must be ready to stand against the lies of the enemy. Praise God. In Luke chapter 4, from verse 1 to 4, let's read 1 to 4, and then we'll just talk through the rest. It's a long read, but we'll just read 1 to 4. Just write this down so that, you know, you could study it back home. Luke 4, 1 to 13. If you could study through that, it talks about the temptations of Jesus, right? The temptation of Jesus. Now, let me just quickly say this. If Jesus was tempted, you're going to be tempted as well. Praise God. Now it says, and Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned. Notice that he was full of the Holy Spirit, but the devil still chose to tempt him. All right? It doesn't matter how on fire you are for God, temptations will come. All right? Now it says, and Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness. I think I should just hold on to this. All right. Thank you. Excuse me. Aha, much better. Much better, isn't it? Ah, thank God. All right. And Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days and being tempted by the devil, and he ate nothing during those days, and when they were ended, he was hungry. All right? Now, for those of you that say, I don't fast because I get hungry, the whole essence of fasting is to get hungry, right? The devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. And Jesus answered him, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. Now, notice something. The devil said, if you are the Son of God. That was his direct challenge on his identity. All right? If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. All right. If you go to verse 9, the devil said to him again, if you are the Son of God, all right, jump from the top of the temple, from the pinnacle of the temple. For it is written that he will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. And Jesus answered the devil, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. All right? Now, temptations and trials will come to challenge your identity. But notice that Jesus said to the devil that, no, I will not turn these stones to bread, for it is written, you know, man shall not live by bread alone. Jesus did not need to perform that miracle to show the devil that he was the Son of God. In other words, you do not need to perform to win the sonship of God. It is what he has made you. That is your being. That is who you are. All right? You don't need to perform to prove that you are a child of God. As a matter of fact, in your weaknesses and in your struggles and in your challenges, you are still a child of God. Are you still there, somebody? Oh, but Pastor, I told a lie yesterday. I told a lie. You're struggling with some sin in your life, but it does not mean you are not a child of God. All right? You want to pray for somebody. You want to cast out a demon, and something's whispering to you, hey, remember, you're not holy yourself. But remind yourself in that moment that it's not about what I do or perform. I am a child of God. It's by birth. Are you hearing what I'm saying? All right? My daughters don't need to perform to be my daughters. They are my daughters by birth. But thank God that we were born in sin, but there was a new birth that brought us into the kingdom of God, into sonship with God. Somebody say amen. All right? So it's by birth. We have been born again, not by corruptible seed, the Bible says, but by incorruptible seed, even the word of God. So we are now children of God. So we don't need to perform to be his children. Did you get that, somebody? It's by birth. We're already in the family. Glory be to God. We are part of his inheritance. Glory be to Jesus. That's exciting. Glory to God. So the next time the devil comes to talk to you about your performance, tell him it's not about my performance. It's about who I am. I've been born into the family. I've been born again into the family. What does he say again? His blood flows through my veins. Glory to God. I've been born into that family. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I said this last week when I was preaching at the Mississauga Church. We are not human doings. We are human beings. It's about who we are, not about what we do. Are you still there? It's about who we are, not about what we do. Now listen, what we do will eventually reflect who we are. Now don't get that wrong. This is not a permission to just go crazy with sin. All right? Who we are will dictate what we do. Are you still there? Because I'm the child of the King, I cannot be found doing some things. Because who I am will dictate what I do. But it's not the other way around. We don't do to become. All right? Am I speaking correctly this morning? We don't do to become. We are, and then we do. Praise God. Or if you didn't get that, just listen to the message afterwards. Praise the Lord. All right. So who are we? 1 Peter 2, 9 to 10. 1 Peter 2, 9 to 10. Who exactly are we? Who has he made us? 1 Peter 2, 9 to 10. Are you being blessed this morning? Who are we? Do we have it? Thank you. But you are a chosen race. Another version says chosen generation, right? You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Somebody say, I am a chosen generation. Say, I am a royal priesthood. Say, I am a holy nation. The next time the devil tells you that God cannot use you, tell him, I'm chosen already. I'm a chosen generation already. Hey, you came late, devil. I'm already chosen. I'm already chosen. Praise God. You are a royal priesthood. Right? You're royalty because you are the child of a king. Glory to God. Do you know how big God is? Do you know how big God is? It's such a privilege to be called a child of God. Do you know that? Can I tell you how big God is? Scientists say that it will take 400 light years. That means 400 years traveling at the speed of light. Now, imagine that. 400 years traveling at the speed of light. The speed of light is like 1 over 400 of a second. Are you hearing that? Now, imagine 400 years traveling at that speed to get to some of the closest stars that we see at night. 400 light years traveling at the speed of light to get to a star. Now, God is above all that. And the Bible says he sits in heaven and the earth is his footstool. Now, imagine how big God is. The whole universe and the galaxies are in the palms of his hands. Imagine how big God is. God is massive. And guess what? He's your father. He's your friend. He is with us when we gather. It's amazing how humble God is, that he will fellowship with men like us. Say thank you, Jesus, for 1 minute. Praise God. It's amazing. It's amazing. And he's your father. He speaks to you. He defends you. He fights for you. He loves on you. He came to this world as a baby to die for you. If you were the only one in the world, he will still die for you.
He loves you that much. Praise the Lord. We are His people, His peculiar people. All right? Now notice this. When the devil came with his questions to challenge Jesus' identity, Jesus responded with the words, "It is written." So, brothers and sisters, it falls on us to know the Holy Scriptures. We've got to know the Holy Scriptures. You've got to take your Bible seriously. All right? You've got to read the Bible. Jesus had the answer because he had read the word. He answered with the word. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone. He said it because he knew it. All right? He answered, you know, when the devil said, bow down and worship me. He said, it is written, you will worship your God only, and only him will you serve. When he said, jump from the top of the pinnacle, he said, it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. All right? You shall not tempt the Lord your God. It reminds me of the story of a guy that went into, do you remember that story? I think it was in Nigeria, right? A guy went into the lion's den at the zoo. And he said, I'm the Daniel of my generation. The rest is history. He has been buried ever since. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. I'm sorry for that story. All right. So you need to speak the word of God to the situations that face you. All right. That is your response. You need to have a response. You know, when the enemy comes to challenge you and challenge your children and challenge your identity and challenge your health, challenge, you know, your life, you must have that response. And your response, like Jesus' response was, is the word of God. Praise the Lord. Ask the person sitting next to you, do you have a response? You need to have a response. All right? You need to have a response. So when temptations come, you know, you tell temptations, Romans 6 and verse 14, sin shall not have dominion over me. Praise God. If I were you clapping? Oh, okay. When your daughter enjoys your preaching, then you're doing something right. All right? Praise God. So you fight with the word of God. You respond with the word of God. You resist the devil and his lies with the word of God. James 4:7. The Bible says, submit yourself unto God, then resist the devil and he will flee from you. Submit yourself unto God, then resist the devil and he will flee from you. So you need to resist the devil, resist those thoughts, resist temptations, resist attacks of the enemy, resist symptoms in your body, resist the devil. We have to have a culture of resisting the devil as believers. Are you still there? When Jesus was around, he resisted the devil. He cast out demons from people, right? He healed the sick, right? The Bible says in 1 John 3 and verse 8, Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. All right? And you are Jesus' child. You are his representative on the earth. You also need to resist and destroy the works of the devil. All right? Resist the devil in your life. Resist the devil in your family. Resist the devil on behalf of other people. All right? Resist the devil in your brothers and sisters. All right? Young people, listen. The enemy will come with different lies in school. You resist those lies. Praise God. You resist. We must be militant as Christians. All right, ready to push back the devil's grounds and recover grounds from the enemy. Praise the Lord.
All right? Don't just accept situations. Resist with the word of God. Praise the Lord, somebody. Hallelujah. Resist the devil. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Resist the devil. Whenever satanic attacks come, respond with Isaiah 54 and verse 17 that says, no weapon formed or fashioned against me shall what? Shall ever prosper. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When financial hardships and situations come, you resist the devil by speaking 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 9, that we have known the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for our sakes he became poor, that through his poverty we might be made rich. Praise God. God wants to provide for us. He wants to help our businesses, our finances, because it's important to him that we live a good life. He cares for us. He cares for us. He cares for us. All right? He cares for us. You speak God's word. Now, the Bible says faith comes by what? By hearing. Faith comes by hearing. Romans 10 and verse 17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing what? The word of God. But the question is, how does faith go? Faith comes by hearing, but how is faith released? Thank you. By speaking. Faith comes by hearing, but faith is released by speaking. And we have a lot of believers that keep hearing. They keep hearing, but they hardly speak. They keep hearing, but they hardly speak. Don't just know that the Lord is your shepherd. Say that the Lord is your shepherd. Faith is released when you speak. Don't just hear that the Lord is your provider. Say that the Lord is my provider. Thank you. Don't just hear that the Lord is your healer. Say that the Lord is my healer. The Bible says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your thoughts. Book? Notebooks? It shall not depart out of your mouth. So you've got to keep saying the word of God. You've got to keep releasing the word of God. What does the word of God say about your children? Hallelujah, they will be saved. The Bible says, your children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be their peace. Imagine you wake up every morning and you look at the pictures of your children and you say, my children are taught of the Lord, and great shall be their peace. It doesn't matter if they are in Africa. God's hand will touch them wherever they are. You need to speak what you believe. The Bible says, we have believed and we also speak. Somebody say amen. Amen. Mark 11:23 says, if you say to this mountain. So faith comes by hearing, but it's released by speaking. It's released into action by speaking. So don't just expect that everything will work out. Speak. Speak into situations. Jesus spoke to everything. He spoke to the fig tree. Praise God. How many of you have spoken to your computers before? Jesus spoke to a fig tree. The Bible says, earth, O earth, hear the voice of the Lord. God was speaking to the earth. Listen, everything that God made has ears. Are you still there? Everything God made can hear God's voice. Yes. I know I spoke to a dog before. Because it was after me, right? You know, I went into that, what do you call it now? Fenced building, right? I went in and I shut the door behind me.
And I did not notice that it was written on the gate, "Beware of dogs." But I just walked in, shut the door behind me, and I was just strolling into the main building when I heard, I saw the dog and I took off running. And the dog was running after me, and I was running around in the building while shouting, "Please open the door!" I'll run around again too. When I'm close to the door, "Open the door!" Then run again around the building. And when I got tired, I stopped. And the dog was charging towards me, and I said, "In the name of Jesus." And the dog froze. "In the name of Jesus." Praise God. Everything has ears. The Bible says a donkey once spoke to a prophet. Have you read it in your Bible? So donkeys can speak. Donkeys can hear. Praise God. Everything has ears. Whether animate or inanimate, they have ears. It's all over the Bible. Earth hear the voice of the Lord. The Bible says the prophet came, there was a river that was producing bitter waters. And the prophet came and spoke to it and put salt in it prophetically, and the waters became sweet. Everything can hear God's voice. So learn to speak God's word. So stay in the place of faith. Stand on the word of God. Resist the devil. Resist the lies of the devil. Resist those thoughts. Don't just swallow whatever the devil dumps on you. Don't be the dumping ground of the devil. You know? Now imagine, Larry, in your house, somebody comes with some trash and walks into your driveway, comes right in front of your door and dumps the trash in front of your door. When you see that happen, now tell me, what will you do? Talk to me, somebody. What will you do, Larry? You say, "You're welcome to bring some more." No, not likely. Eh? So, no, tell me, what would you do? Talk to me, somebody. What? God bless you, Ali. So I might be bringing trash very soon. Talk to me, thank you, Wayne. You say, "Hey, man, what are you doing? Take this trash out of this place." Listen, it is your responsibility to defend what God has given to you. Are you still there? No. I'm not going to let them bring you some more trash into my place. I say, "Excuse me, God blessed me with this property and I'm supposed to keep it. You don't bring trash here." All right? I love you, but if you bring trash here again, I'm going to deal. Praise God. You don't let nobody dump trash on you, on your property. All right? The same way you don't let the devil mess up with your children. All right? If the devil wants to mess up your children, you resist the devil. You don't allow that. Praise God. Am I speaking to somebody's heart this morning? You don't allow that. All right? You say, "My children are God's children." Devil, take your hands off them. All right? You fight for your grounds. The Bible says in Ephesians 4:27, don't give room to the devil. Do not give room to the devil. Do not give room to the devil. So if the devil is coming around you, you resist him and you get him out of that space. All right? We need more fathers that will say no to the devil in their families. We need more mothers that will say, "Devil, you cannot touch my children in Jesus' name." All right? We need more people to stand up in your university and say, "The kingdom of God will be established here, not the kingdom of darkness." We need more people that will stand up and take territories for Jesus. Somebody say, "Amen." Amen. Rise to your feet, friends. Please display Nehemiah 4 and verse 14. In the next few minutes, I just want us to pray and resist the enemy on behalf of people in our lives, our children, our grandchildren, our sons, our daughters, our friends. Look at what the scripture says here. Nehemiah 4 and verse 14. And I looked and arose and said to the nobles and to the officials and to the rest of the people, do not be afraid of the enemy. Another version says of the enemy. Do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, who is great and awesome. And then let's read the next words together. One, two, go. And fight for your brothers, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your homes. Let's read it one more time. And fight for your brothers, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your homes. God said, fight for them. Now note that we are not fighting for victory. We're fighting from victory. We're fighting from the position that God has put us in the spirit. For we are seated in Christ in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers. That's where we're fighting from the place of victory. We're standing our ground, resisting the enemy. All right? That's what you're doing. So in the next few minutes, I want you to fight for your son. Fight for your daughter. Fight for your wife, your husband. Fight for people around that the enemy has attacked them or is dealing with them or, fight for your health. Fight for whatever it is God just puts on your heart. You know, I want you to begin to pray and to begin to declare God's word over all these areas in Jesus' name. Come on, open your mouth and begin to pray.